Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. Here to have fun. It's a four-hour show. I get started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Holding it down on the boards is my main man, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. And you're part of the show too. Yeah, you listening to me right now. I don't care where you at, what you doing. You driving that Uber? Thank you. You getting that money for deliveries on Friday? Thank you. You leaving work and that pain in the ass boss? Congratulations. You going to work, getting that money from your pain in the ass boss. Be nice to the boss, okay? Anyway, I'm here to get you all set for the weekend. A lot of news today, a lot of football tomorrow and Sunday. News broke. If you've missed the first hour of the show, this is the first thing that you need to know. We talked about the Patriots. They got a new head coach, Gerard Mayo. He'll be officially introduced this upcoming Wednesday. We talked about Alabama. This is not official yet. It appears that Kalen DeBoer, the man who just lost the national championship with Washington on Monday night against Michigan, it seems like forever ago, but it did take place on Monday. It's been reported by a lot of folks that he's going to be the next head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And so thank you so much for joining us last hour, Mike Giardi from the Boston Sports Journal, for talking to us about Gerard Mayo and why they decided to, well, why Robert Kraft already had a succession plan in place whenever Bill Belichick left, that Gerard Mayo would take over. So there was no conversation with Mike Vrabel. It was Gerard Mayo's job. And yesterday was about Belichick, and today was about Mayo. And so we talked about those head coaches getting their opportunities. We also talked about a little bit of a surprise right before we went to break. That's the Browns taking on the Texans. I got the Browns winning in Houston, Texas. I'm going to go ahead and take on, I'm going to take experience. I'm going to take some of the people who are, I don't know, a little bit more seasoned, like Joe Flacco, who's going to be 39 years old, the same age as the Texans coach, D'Amico Ryans, and then, yeah, almost twice the age of the Houston Texans starting quarterback in C.J. Stroud. It's crazy how long you can play quarterback, right? Go ask Tom Brady. I don't think Joe Flacco will be around until he's 45 years old, but quite impressive. Quite impressive. Anyway, as we continue on with the show, first of all, thank you to everybody listening on their local affiliates, people tuned in on the free Odyssey app, people listening on Sirius XM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, thank you for listening as well. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, the game and the matchup. And we're going to talk about all of football games, just about. The one that I'm really looking forward to is the one that comes on after the Browns and the Texans play inside NRG Stadium. I know Houston can get cold just like every place else. You know, I just left the desert in Vegas. It gets cold everywhere, right? Okay, it was cold in Vegas. Colder in Vegas than it is in Georgia, where I'm at right now. Tomorrow night's game in Kansas City between the Dolphins and the Chiefs, that ain't going to be inside. That's going to be outside at Arrowhead. That place is going to be freezing. You know, let me take it a step further. That place is going to be frozen. The human beings that decide to pack themselves in to that place, they will be frozen. The players, I don't know how much you got to warm up, they will be frozen. Because the expected temperature for the Dolphins versus the Chiefs in Kansas City tomorrow, it's supposed to be -2 degrees at kickoff. No, it's not supposed to feel like -2. It is going to be -2. If you want to think about what it's supposed to feel like when you factor in the wind, it's expected to be or feel like -24 degrees. This could be one of the coldest games in NFL history. I mean, we got to go back to the Ice Bowl, okay? 1967, where the temperature was -13 degrees, and it felt like almost -50. It's ridiculous, right? You couldn't pay me to go and sit in that weather, but you could. Put on enough clothes, put on enough layers, you'll be okay. Someone, and I don't know, he says he's going to do his best to, be prepared for the weather. It's Tua Tagovailoa. Let's think about Tua Tagovailoa's life. Tua Tagovailoa was born in Hawaii. He grew up in Hawaii. He played football at Alabama. I'm sure the first time he felt cold was in Alabama at nighttime, a couple of times, but not this cold. And now where does he play? Miami. And the last time I looked and checked, pretty hot, pretty humid. If Miami got a temperature of -2, I would think the world would be ready to end. And who knows, that might happen sooner than later. But Tua Tagovailoa says, I don't care what's going on with the weather, I'm going to be ready.
It's just a feel of what throwing feels like, what holding the ball feels like. If there's wind, if there's not wind, we'll go there. We'll test it out and we'll see what we have to do as far as adjusting.
Yeah, well, what else is he going to say? He can't say anything. Nobody's going to say, man, I'm worried about how cold it's going to be. Nobody's going to be a punk and say that. You can have it in your brain, but you can't say it out loud. Man, frozen fingertips, ears, tip of your nose, lips start cracking, eyes water, toes start to get numb, skin just tightens up, hair, you can feel the heat escaping from the top of your head. Ryan Hickey, what is the coldest that you felt? Where's the coldest that you've been? I think we talked about, where have you been?
In terms of climates, I mean, I've been to upstate New York, been to Vermont, not a lot of places that are traditionally like tundra, if you will.
Do you know the coldest temperature you've ever experienced in your life?
This is, yes. And now, there is a caveat. In high school, we played a football game. Now, the temperature itself was probably like 30 degrees, but it was not snowing. It was like raining. It was like a sleet. And so we had a game where it was like only 30, but with the weather, with the snow, it was cold. At school, at Penn State, the actual coldest temperature I've been outside, I think it was like -4. One day, classes were canceled because it was so cold. That dipped below zero.
Yeah, so the coldest that you've been outside is just a little bit below zero.
Yes, a little bit below zero. We'll go with that.
And how did you feel? Did you a tough guy? That sounds okay to me. How did you feel? You lived through it?
I lived through it.
Yeah,
I did. My face hurt. Like it's one of those colds that's painful.
Yeah.
Especially with the wind whipping, that hurts.
Now, let me tell you. the coldest I've been in Alaska.
Oh.
And I was in Alaska and it was, I don't know, you know, 25, 30 degrees. And I felt comfortable. I felt okay. But there wasn't a lot of wind. It was a lot of snow. And it felt a little warmer. And I don't, this may not make sense to most listeners, but it felt warmer. It felt because of the moisture in the air. You know, the moisture and I guess made it feel warmer. There was no wind. So Alaska being up in Anchorage didn't drive me nuts. It was beautiful. The coldest I've been in my life, and I don't know what year it is because I can certainly Google it right now, but I don't know what year it is. 2016, something like that, 2017-ish. The NBA had NBA All-Star Weekend in Toronto, Canada. That February of that year, whatever it is, I guess I remember Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine went dunk for dunk. They had like an overtime dunk-a-thon. Toronto was like at negative 20, negative 22, negative 23. That was the actual temperature at night that weekend. That cold, that level of cold, I've never felt in my life. Growing up in the Northeast, 32 degrees, oh yeah, sure, fine, whatever. 25 degrees, oh yeah, yeah, fine, whatever. I got a coat, you bundle up. 10 degrees, oh yeah, yeah, it's real cold. I've been outside in cold weather. Single digits, 8 degrees, 5 degrees, yeah, you don't want to be outside too long, but yeah, I can do it if I have to. Negative 23? When it's that damn cold, it hurts, it's painful. It's that cold. Some people might understand this. The cold burns. You feel it burns your skin. It's painful. It's not just painful. It burns. It's so damn cold. This is what they're going to play in tomorrow. I'm going to be watching on television. And this is theater. And the part that stinks, and maybe this is good for the league, maybe this is good for Peacock, this game is going to be streamed only on Peacock. NBC, Universals, whatever the hell it is, Peacock. Unless you live in Kansas City, unless you live in Miami, you can't watch this game on NBC. You got to watch it on Peacock. And if you don't pay for Peacock, you're going to have to ante up the $5 or $6 a month to tune in and watch. I feel like they take more than that from me, but that's how much it costs as a baseline to get this game. But then I guess you can watch a bunch of other things. In Miami, this is simple, right? It's a team based in Miami, Florida, going up to the Midwest, the gateway to the West, that flat ass land out in Kansas City. What are Miami Dolphins, what are they supposed to do up there? Feel comfortable? Feel good? I mean, the Miami Dolphins, they have lost 10 straight games when the temperature is 40 degrees or lower. 40 degrees sounds like a walk in a park to me. It could feel like negative 30 tomorrow. Tua Tagovailoa can talk about being warm and keeping warm. They go help him out. And I can think about some of their injuries as well. We've talked about this terribly. Chubb is out. Bradley Chubb is gone. Phillips has been gone since Black Friday. Waddle will probably try to go out there and play. I know that cold weather is not going to help his ankle. If you haven't noticed, that cold weather isn't good for the joints. I don't care what you do. Maybe they're going to shoot these guys up. I'm sure they will. Mostert might be back. Somebody called last night and said, oh, they got all these offensive weapons. Yeah, great if they can move. I'm not totally discounting the Miami Dolphins, but the Chiefs defense not too shabby. Their defense has kept them alive in games the majority of the year. Not the offense, because Tyreek Hill ain't on their team anymore. Tyreek Hill now plays for the Miami Dolphins. And so I guess outside of the weather, what could be one of the coldest games in NFL history, what you probably want to pay attention to, is that Tyreek Hill is back. I mean, you think about Travis Kelce. He is now the focal point of the offense. You got to pay attention to him. You don't got to worry about Tyreek Hill on the other side. And so, yeah, these conversations have taken place as well as we all gear up for the game. And Tyreek Hill pretty much said, man, I look forward to playing against Patrick and Travis. I really do. But he also said, these guys are real Hollywood for me right now. They won't pick up my phone calls.
Well, I haven't texted Mahomes since they beat our ass. I text Kelsey. He still hasn't texted me back. He's probably still on his Taylor Swift thing. But, yeah, man, those guys are too famous for me now, I guess. But, there hasn't been no trash talk. But, obviously, when we get there face-to-face, I'm going to be talking about trash.
Talk face-to-face? Is he going to want to do that? They're going to exchange pleasantries? Man, I think you're going to keep the words brief. Because I must also tell you, when it's cold as hell outside, inhaling some of that cold air, that don't feel good either. These are things that you take for granted. Tyreek Hill, he talked about the cold as well. Maybe he'd be willing to run his yap. He said he's going to go out there. He says he's wearing no sleeves.
If you believe it's going to be cold, then you're going to freeze your balls off. But if you go into this game, like, not even thinking about any of that, you'll be fine. And with me being me, I played there, and I understand the conditions. I'm not even worried about it at all. So I'm going to go out there with no sleeves and, you know, just tell the rest of the guys, hey, look, man, it's a mindset. If those guys see you wearing sleeves, obviously they're going to think you soft.
Oh, I thought everybody's just human. And I know before pregame, somebody's going to be walking around without a shirt off or without a shirt on. Somebody's going to be out there warming up.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Barefoot, maybe not that far. Man, if you freeze your feet, you done. Somebody's going to try to let everybody know they don't give a damn about the cold. And then they're going to run in the back to warm up. We're all human beings, but the NFL and sports athletics is mind over matter. But let me tell you something. Mother Nature whoops everybody's ass. Oh, it comes and it gets you. I mean, we can all play tough guy, but there all comes a limit. Everybody will be freezing their ass off. Yeah, he wanted to use a different word. I won't say it. Travis Kelce, we talked about him yesterday. Answering questions about retirement and, you know, is he going to disappear with Taylor Swift? And is he going to go coach or host SNL? He's just like, no, I'm not thinking about retirement. He was also asked about his former teammate, Tyreek Hill. Because, quite frankly, Tyreek Hill took the money. Decided to go to Miami because they could pay him more money. And now he's returning. And I know it's going to be cold. I don't know if the fans will have the energy to scream and yell. Kansas City, one of the loudest stadiums in the country. Travis Kelce says, I don't think they're going to boo him. I think they treat him okay. How loud is that place going to be? How active are the fans going to be? Are they going to be forced to kind of sit on their hands and shiver to try to keep warm? Are they going to be yelling to keep warm? What is going to happen on that field tomorrow? And yes, we've seen cold weather games before. But the Miami Dolphins going up there? -20, -25 wind chill? Oh, I got the Chiefs winning this one. Yeah, you can think about a big play by Tyreek Hill that could certainly change the trajectory of this entire game. Could one play by Tyreek Hill could change it completely? Yes. I'm picking the Chiefs. 15 straight home playoff games. 8th straight AFC West championship. Kansas City Chiefs. They may not have the high-powered offense that they had the same way with Tyreek Hill, but it just makes the most sense to pick them at home against a team that plays in a damn tropical climate. Yeah, they both got to play in the same weather. I'm going to pick the team that doesn't have to talk about trying to show everybody that they're not soft. I'm going with the Chiefs. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I got a simple question for you. The Dolphins take on the Chiefs. It's going to be one of the coldest games in NFL history. It's already freezing in Kansas City. Do the Dolphins stand a chance? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. And then these teams don't have to worry about the weather. They play inside. We'll get into the Rams, the Lions. We'll talk about the Cowboys, the Packers. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to know this. You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about this, and I don't know if it has a name yet. I don't know if we can't just steal Ice Bowl again, but we took a look at this matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Miami Dolphins. It's expected to have a kickoff temperature of negative 2 with a real field temperature when you factor in the wind of like minus 20, minus 22. And either way, if it's a few degrees off, that's cold. And I've gone ahead and selected the Kansas City Chiefs to win this one at home. These are always the fun games to watch. Not that I'm wishing it on anybody, and I'm sure that we'll see a couple of flurries kind of floating around on the screen. I'm going with the Chiefs. I think their defense, I think their experience, and I know both teams are playing in the cold. One team certainly is not from there, the Miami Dolphins. They've lost 10 straight games when it's 40 degrees or lower. It's easy for me to go ahead and select the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, Ryan, who you think is going to win this one, man?
So far, we're 2 for 2, JR. I'm with you. Kansas City. I can't see a path for the Dolphins winning. Injuries favors the Chiefs. Weather favors the Chiefs. Defense favors the Chiefs. Quarterback, Chiefs. Like, the only thing you can say that favors the Dolphins, right, is their skill positions, assuming Jalen Waddle can come back and play. But to like, it's going to be, what, negative 30 real feel? You're not throwing the ball. It's going to be like throwing just,
a rock.
Right, I was going to say a little frozen rock on a frozen ground. It's everything favors Kansas City here. I'm with you. Not going to overthink it. Chiefs win. We'll figure out a name. I don't know. Ice Bowl 2? I don't know.
Ice Bowl 2, Frozen Bowl. You know, there's something will happen throughout the course of the game, and then the game will get a nickname from there. You know, is it going to be a drop? Are we going to look? You know, one of the games that I remember is Tom Coughlin up in Green Bay. He looked frozen. To be honest, I don't know, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to, you know, exaggerate. He looked like he was going to freeze and die on the sidelines. I'm like, Mike, Tom Coughlin looked like he was just, he's going to fall apart. If somebody pushed him over, it's like one of those movies where it's cold and something is frozen and everything just kind of poof, just goes to pieces. That's what I thought Tom Coughlin would look like. And so, yeah, we've seen plenty of cold games. You know, matter of fact, the Buffalo Bills are dealing with snow up in their stadium as they get ready to host the Steelers. But this should be a must watch. I'm going to tune in. I can't wait. I really can't. Patrick Mahomes playing in the cold. Tyreek Hill saying he's going to walk around sleeveless. You want to impress me, run around without your shirt and just stand around for a few minutes. That'll do more to go out there and impress me. And the Chiefs haven't been what they've been, as I've said, over the past, past several months. Don't have Tyreek Hill. But this should be a nice watch. If you got a big screen television, you got one of these HD TVs, if you've installed something in your house and you want your money's worth, I guess get Peacock and check it out. You can't watch it on regular TV. Sorry about that. Let me ask or pose this question to Rich Ackerman before he decides to share with us the news update. Hey, Rich, how you feel about these cold weather games? Are you looking forward to this one tomorrow night?
Yeah, I wish I could watch it. I don't have Peacock. But I, you know what, it is, and maybe, you know, maybe I could find a way to stream it, but I would like to. I will say this. I enjoy watching it. I think it adds a lot to the dimension of the game. It adds to the legacy of the playoffs. But now that the NFL is in an 18-game schedule with a bye, I should say an 18-week schedule with a bye, so it's 19 weeks we're talking about, and we start after Labor Day, I think you have to do something about the stadiums now.
What do you mean? Like what?
You cannot – you know what? It used to be the Ice Bowl or the Freezer game. Those were the exceptions rather than the rule. And, you know, it was great watching in Lambeau when the Giants and Packers played, as you alluded to with Tom Coughlin, but – we're getting too many of these games now. You know, we've seen, you know, any game in Buffalo in January is you have no idea what it's going to be like. Kansas City has been a very cold climate. I mean, there are just too many of these games. I think it's dangerous for these guys to be out there.
It is dangerous. I mean, typically in any fashion, and this is wild, and we know this about the NFL. You know, we ain't playing in lightning. We don't need nobody getting struck by lightning. We will play through anything else. But at what point is too cold too cold? Maybe it doesn't get cold enough for the NFL to stop and care. I do know this as a matter of fact. Whatever they call it, formerly Kauffman Stadium or whatever the hell they're calling it. I think it's a veterans insurance company right now. HAA something, whatever it is. The Chiefs Stadium has brought in additional medical personnel, not necessarily for the players, but for the fans.
That makes you feel real comfortable, doesn't it?
Because they anticipate somebody thinking that they're too cool, and you know there's going to be some knucklehead sitting in the front row just with no shirt on, just trying to show everybody how cool he is.
Well, even on a lesser level, you can get people who think they are prepared for this, but in reality are not, because they don't have that extra layer of something. I'm just thinking out loud here. Or people get dehydrated. You could get dehydrated just as easily in this temperature because you're not as inclined to drink water or something else. And I think that's got to be a major concern too.
I've seen that. They are allowing, and I've, you know what? What do I know? You know, I've walked around on cold concrete my whole life. They're allowing fans cardboard to put under their feet tomorrow to keep your feet off the concrete, because we know that concrete gets real cold fat. I never thought about using cardboard as a heat conductor or to slow down the cold. They're also allowing them to bring in, I believe, parkas. Look. I think after sitting around for, I don't know, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours outside, I don't think a thermal, long johns, a coat, a parka, if you ain't used to it, I don't think there's anything saving you there. Good luck to the fans that are going to go out there and tough it out. Toughing it out is the word. This only thing else that can keep you warm is also not good for you, and that is probably copious amounts of alcohol. Yeah, just don't do that. That's the opposite numbing, and you also lose some digits faster if you don't feel it. And it's wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about a game that's going to take place inside. The Rams are going to take on the Lions. We're going to get into the Cowboys and the Packers. A matter of fact, how about this next hour? We're going to have on a meteorologist from Kansas City. An expert to tell you what this cold weather can do to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to do something. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking some AFC football between the Dolphins and the Chiefs. We're going to get into some NFC playoff football between the Rams and the Lions. And then also, if you haven't noticed, the Cowboys got a playoff game as well against those Packers. So we're going to get into that. We have some callers who've been waiting patiently on the phone lines here. Let's talk to them first. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Kansas and talk to Brandon. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I'm just, I heard you saying, you know, you can't really be prepared for, you know, the weather like this in a game. And my buddies and I, or my brother and my friend, we're actually going to go to the game tomorrow. And I'm just kind of wanting, you know, your advice. What should I wear? How can I prepare for that weather?
You live out there. How long have you been in Kansas?
My whole life, but how often do we get negative 8, negative 10? Degree weather.
So you've lived in Kansas, man. The last time I was in Kansas, it was cold. What's the coldest? What's the coldest weather that you've ever been in your life?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's probably been around zero, but I don't stand outside for 3 hours in 0 degree weather.
So you don't know. So here's some questions for you. Do you got thermals? You got like thermal long johns?
I do.
You got a coat? Man.
Oh yeah.
Got like a hoodie, a sweatshirt?
I can't walk in there looking like a marshmallow.
you can go out there and freeze your ass off. Then you.
I know. I like put a bunch of hand warmers in my boots and clothes and.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
What's up with this cardboard thing? Though I've never heard of that. I've never thought about using cardboard on concrete.
I saw that, and that was a report from a local in Kansas City. The stadium is going to allow fans to bring in cardboard to place under their feet. Your feet have never been cold in your life. You've never been outside, and your toes get cold.
They get cold, but I never thought about cardboard on the concrete. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, concrete gets cold as hell. And if you, I guess if you have a, I didn't think of this either. If you got something between your feet and a car, it'll save you from getting cold faster, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that. And I mean, do you think the stadium's going to be packed? You can get all that warm heat from the bodies, but it's not going to help.
Not when the wind is whipping around in there. I don't think so, Brandon. I got another thought. You want some advice?
Yeah, I do.
Stay home. Well, go to a bar, okay?
Man, I'm telling you, so my dad's the biggest Chiefs fan I know, and I bought these 3 tickets, not aware of the weather at all. I bought them ahead of time, and I asked my dad, I'm like, hey, you want to go to the game? You know, it'd be awesome. It's a playoff game. He's like, no, you know what the weather's going to be?
Wait. So your dad doesn't want to go anymore?
No, he's like, I'm going to stay and watch the game in the 70-degree weather in the house. You can go. I'm not going out in that stuff. And so I talked my brother and my friend into going. But
okay. All right. Just, well, listen, your dad, there's a reason why, you know, dad's a little bit wiser. He's probably experienced something like this before. Listen, go out there with your friends. Be safe. Put some clothes on. Just stay warm and be safe. Okay, Brandon?
I will. Hey, one more thing before I go.
Yes.
would this be terrible to put? You remember the State Farm commercial with Travis Kelce and Mahomes, you know, with the Mahomes and the auto?
Yeah, there's so many of these commercials. I get up during commercials, but go ahead.
Would it be terrible to make signs that one says Mahomes, one says Mahato, and the other one says my balls are cold or my balls are froze?
Yeah, like I don't know if my balls are frozen is going to make it onto TV, but good luck. I'll look out for it, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon, for calling from Kansas. I don't know what commercial he's talking about. None at all. Oh, as Alabama has officially announced Kalen DeBoer as the new head coach 10 minutes ago. Welcome, coach, Kalen DeBoer. They got him decked out in his photoshopped Alabama outfit. It's official. Alabama goes ahead and they announce him as their new head coach. It's like, why do I feel like, hey, Hickey, this feels like an episode of Star Wars to me. Like they go into a dark place, some dark tunnel, and Nick Saban emerges with some black hood over his head, and he passes some, I don't know, tablet over to DeBoer, and it's like the evilness continues on.
Oh, he needs a theme song, right? Bum, 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 bum. It's like DeBoer's walking to like the stage to be introduced.
Yeah. I got the visual. Bleacher Report is going to steal that idea and make it tomorrow, right?
Oh, probably already doing it right now.
Yeah, they're gonna do that right now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Dan is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I want to talk about this cold weather. I'm going to be sitting by the fireplace on my big screen watching it. And
nice.
I know a lot about the cold weather. I'm a hunter and I ice fish and sweat is your worst enemy.
Yeah, I thought you said. Hold on, Dan. Hold on, Dan. Stop. Pause. Thank you. I thought you said you were 100, and then I heard you say that you were a hunter. But go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you. Played football all my life in college, all the way to college. I never went more than maybe 28 degrees, which was cold.
Fahrenheit.
But sweat is your worst enemy.
Yeah.
So, like when I'm hunting, right, and I'm going up a big hill, I make a point to take off my hat, unzip the coat, take the gloves off. Sweat is your worst enemy. Because once you sweat, then that starts to freeze. Now, I'm not saying go sleeveless. That's just stupid. Because you can get burned in weather that cold. But so like Brandon, you know, if you're standing there and your feet get cold, stomp your feet. Get the blood going. Walk a little bit. Just don't sweat. Just, you know, that's what you got to do.
Okay.
Don't
sweat. Okay.
Yes. Sweating is your worst enemy.
Okay.
So, you know, if I'm on any coaching staff, I'm like, I'm changing the clothes at halftime, you know.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Well, thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. These are some giant human beings. I'm sure the offensive linemen will be sweating. Maybe everybody will be sweating except for the quarterback. I don't know. No idea. I guess if I'm 330 pounds and I'm 6'5", 6'6", you know, maybe I'm going to sweat when it feels like negative 30, or maybe I don't. Maybe I got to go back inside to sweat. No clue. Also, by the way, Mark Andrews looks like he's returned to practice for the Baltimore Ravens. Looks like he's going to be eligible and ready to play in their divisional game. That'll be cool. Mike is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
JR, how's it going?
Excellent.
Good. Good to hear you in the evening, by the way. Love it.
Thank you.
So anyways, Patriots fan, been to many games where it's been extremely cold, single digits. It's all about layers.
Mm.
Lots of layers. Anyways, the other thing I'm calling about is, you know, based on the universal gas law, I hope that the NFL is going to be taking a look at the pressure inside those footballs because based on the gas law, cold temperature is going to reduce that pressure in the balls to something maybe below what it's supposed to be, and we just wouldn't want that because that's bad, right?
Oh my God! Well, we have to bring up Belichick and deflate. We got to do all of that deflated balls.
Listen,
you couldn't help yourself, Mike, could you? You couldn't help yourself.
It's physics. That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I got tires. I understand how tire pressure or air pressure works, Mike. Well, thank you. How you feeling about Gerard Mayo? You good?
You know, I like Gerard Mayo. He's a good guy. I have met him once. You know, he's a good leader of guys. I think I would have liked to, you know, something, a new face. Mm. But we'll see what happens. I'm optimistic.
All right, well, it's cold all over the country, Mike, and I know it's cold in Boston as well, so make sure your balls are inflated, okay?
It's good to know. All right,
okay.
Have a
Thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from Boston. We went a whole week, and we went an entire, well, not, yeah, I guess we went a whole week talking about Bill Belichick and, you know, his I don't want to say his firing, but his time, his getting the boot out of, you know, New England. I don't care how mutual they say it is. There was no reference, at least here, to Spygate, Deflategate, none of it. Hey, Ryan, did any of that come up when I was going on Wednesday?
It did not, shockingly.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I had to think about it all week. I'm like, oh, Belichick is gone. Do we want to, like, everybody knows about the deflate and spy. It's like, let's focus in on the now and what's taking place. So, yeah, Bill Belichick is gone. Gerard Mayo is the head coach. Kalen DeBoer, he is now the head coach of Alabama. They announced it on their social media, let's say about 20 minutes ago. So two legendary coaches leave, and they're already replaced. That didn't take long now, did it? Speaking of replacements, or at least swapping dudes out, I got to watch how I say that. Replacing people, replacing one guy with another guy, or trading people, making a trade. There we go. We're going to talk about two dudes who were traded for each other in the NFL. Goff, Stafford. They got a playoff matchup against each other. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll talk about that. We got so much more to do. Cowboys, Packers, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.